Mother, plenty money for my backyard. Bouncy, yo. No recession for where you dey. Oluwa visit me, I dey wait to you. Ale tolo, moti mo, tele, tele, o. Efu mi lo, me o ni ya yo, kayo. Baba bless you, yo, I don't go stingy, yo. Try me make you see, I don't go best time. Money, money, eko, eko. Ape kanu ko. Make me a double, Baba. I don't want to see you, no job, more baby. Oh, baby, go, boy. I need more baby. Tori, let me see me, boy, oh, boy. Family, me, boy, oh, boy. Have mercy on me, eh. Give me good life, be the last me peace of mind. Every day, I start a grind. Make your favor follow me, Baba. Money, money, eh, go. I think money, ego, ego, money, oh. Oh, yeah, let me talk to you, baby. Oh, let me get my boy.
Alright, my people, I salute you and welcome on this beautiful morning to Inform Me Radio, and this now our business and lifestyle program Inform Me with Olayemi and Co. I salute you now. I've been now one and only country, continental, and world sister Olayemi. But I know Daylo, my brother's day with me this morning, and I know say everybody they enjoy themselves. Sometimes they will actually think I don't know, but I don't know need this information this morning. Anybody will tell you say, and I so pray you they pray. The person just it tease you so that you go stop praying, so that any information where they get against you, they feel them against you, or if any plan where they get for you, it go affect you. Prayer they work. Continue to they pray. They go only use those words to discourage you so that you go relax, and if you relax, they go come hit you. Boy, we prayers not the work. Why people they do enchantment? Why people they do divination? Why people they do sacrifices to enslave others? If not the work, prayer, enchantment, divination, the same 10 and 10 pence now I carry. But if you are praying to the Almighty God, do not relent. Do not stop. Do not stop. Continue praying. To the indigenous people of Nigeria, they say now will be the second country where they pray pass. And God will prove something. He won't prove himself through us, because he created the world by words. Now only man I can use potopoto take create. Every other thing where we they see, where they manipulate right now, was created by words. And that power is still with us as human beings. No matter what in una pastor they tell una say una must do this or do that. No. Seek God personally, and it will reveal deep things to you. It will show you great and mighty things. And when you speak, you will see things happen. Then you can't be cautious of the words where you speak. I don't know who I talked to this morning, but do not give up. This new Nigeria, we don't give up. If we see something, we say something. So I go talk and reach this morning. Sharp, sharp. Mr. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, ma. Well, my country people, na me on a brother of the organic senator, I say make a greet on her. Well, one thing on must know be say, everything we get beginning must get end. So more just keep hope on our way done.
Keep hope alive. Correct. Okay, Amber.
My people, really greet everybody today. We thank Baba God for the strength when he don't give us, make we taste this moment. And to those of you when don't do all you can to make sure you pass by this morning to take join us for this program, we believe say you be the flip through your phone and you can stop by Inform Me app to listen. You de listen through the website or you de listen directly with the link. Congratulations. It means say you're there among the chosen. But don't waste it, because there is a purpose for you being chosen. Go back into your closet and ask yourself, why did you listen to that message today? You will eventually find out who God actually wanted you to be on earth. Well, you may be looking at it as if it is, maybe we constantly discuss the earth issues and the society. And then you say, why would God choose me to be listening to societal matters and not what his words are? If the society is not well, the environment, the enabling environment to serve him without you being stained is always very difficult. So know that they are both together. And therefore, I want to beg every indigenous person listening today to take it to heart. Say you're there among the chosen. Well, we go use that one, take a look into the difference between political power and traditional power when be the studio reading and the money teal on Informing International Radio. Political power and a power obtained from the people and therefore must be controlled by the people. While traditional power and a power given by God, it is a birthright and is to be enforced by the people. somebody called me just a few days ago to say, Mr. Toristella, I want to hear one from you. And I tell them, when we are in the spirit, we will tell more, we will tell the story. But now that you're asking me, I am not in the spirit, so I cannot talk. But let's look at this. A teacher came to the class one day when school was just resuming. Practically all the students in that class were together in the class, and the lady brought out $1 or a kind of the currency that they were using, of which was like 100 naira, and she raised it up in the class and asked, who want this naira? The whole students rose up their hand and said, we all need it. This one will say, I'ma. So the whole class raised up hand, and then she didn't say anything. She put the money, wrapped it in her hands as if it was a rough paper that we are going to throw away. And she still said, who is the person that needs this? Do you still need it? All hands were still up. She took the money toward the ground and used her leg to match it, pack sand on it, and brought it back again, and still raised it and said, who need this thing? Do you still need it, even as dirty as it is? All hands were still up. Why were they not discouraged to put out their hands despite all that the thing that was happening to that naira or to that currency? What do we want you to know from here? That money, despite it was undergoing some torment, you should remember that it never lost its value. If it was 1,000 naira, whether they fold it and wrap it in their hands like as if you want to grind it to throw it away, did they remove the 1,000 in it? No. Mm-hmm. Whether you buried it in the soil and brought it out again and it became dirty, has it stopped it from being 1,000? The answer is no. And therefore, to the indigenous valuable people of Nigeria, that of Africa continent, and wherever you are on earth, I want you to understand that the challenges you are going through should not have made your value disappear. Whatever the pains are that you are going through, they may only create some temporary setback. It does not mean that your value died. And so why should you become so weak to making sure that 1,000 naira will now start to obey the command of a 500? Or start to see itself like, since I don't disdain, they don't rough me, I am no longer worth 1,000, I am now 200 naira. No. Take it to the market, it is still 1,000. Whether it's so weak, the position of 1,000 and the position of 200 still not the same. And therefore, whatever the political class does to you, don't allow your integrity die. Don't allow your value die. Don't allow all that God has made you to be disappear. Then allow yourself to be stained. Nigeria police have one thing they normally do. They coerce people to accepting that they were kidnappers because they want to use them to do a replacement and do a parade with them. They constantly torment people, slap, beat, and they will say until you accept. Meanwhile, as an innocent man, you will now be forced to say until you have a good lawyer who will be able to come and change the statement in court to say, my client was tormented and coerced to this, to agreeing that he was the armed robber that robbed that Oceanic Bank. Oh, that robbed Polaris Bank. No. What we are looking at here is, be ready to say that the brave ones never for any reason sell out their braveness for just a morsel of bread. When a man stands for the truth, you will certainly face opposition, but don't be afraid. You may be tormented. Sometimes lives will be taken to create fear for others who intend to tow your line. But I want you to remember that for the fact that you never bend, it will send a mark that will change and bring up a revolution that will change the narrative in that society just because of you. I therefore beg every indigenous Nigeria who is innocent, who happens to be unsoiled yet in the hands of these present people, do not let their present social conditioning, their torment, and everything that is going on. I remember I read something in a few days, was it yesterday or so, where in is in Florida or somewhere where they are not even allowed to come and withdraw money anymore because of social conditioning. And they have brought all that to Nigeria as we speak. Don't bend. Because if you want to belong, your end is quick. But to those who are being tormented, just remember, it's because you are doing the positive thing. Good morning inside this morning. I be Adeyemo Akao, the truth ambassador to the indigenous people of Nigeria and Africa continent on a forming platform and the secretary to the indigenous people's government. Now we're done.
All right, thank you, my brother.
My pleasure.
I no go bend. And I no go look away. Because I know say God no go pass me by.
Amen.
They always answer our prayer. Indigenous people of Nigeria, make we continue to rejoice, because the enemies of the indigenous people of Nigeria and Africa are becoming the enemies of themselves unto death and destruction. Sure. This now Inform Me Radio and Business and Lifestyle Program, Inform Me with Olayemi and Co. And Co. Well done, no, anywhere you do. what a time to be alive for us to witness and see. When they go talk, say the greatness where God creates, the good way when he finished, he say it was good. Then by the time he put man, it was very good. Now human beings they talk, say it is not good enough. It is by tampering with it. Now you go come good, and you forget, say, choices get consequences. Anyways, anybody where they receive consequence of their action and inaction right now, we sympathize with you now. And so we go talk and reach. All right. Ogadeomo, give us our business news.
Well, to those winds have been modified weather, keep modifying. The Tower of Babel message will get to your place. Yes, this man informed me business news. We did come with the NDLEA matter as the first approach this morning. NDLEA say that they destroyed 304,436 kilogram of drugs when they get, then 40.042 liters of seized drugs that they do the destruction for Lagos State. You know, when I look at this, now I say the ones that were going to make the real money had been taken out of here. Okay, federal government try governors for some states. Say the agency don't predict flooding in 31 states for Nigeria. Say, as the rainy season they come, say about 31 states will be under water siege. And so, the citizens, the people when they are around that environment, villagers or whatever, when they hibernate around the coastal line, may they be cautious of their movement and how they go always help save their lives from this. So, there will be need, if there is need for you to say, you alleviate where you stay or go to a higher place, please learn to do it. And this flooding make us look at the UAE yesterday when indirectly Madam talked about us just now. You see waiting they go on for there. For places where they say heat was too much, rain, no, they've grief for this, that. But the modified weather created a problem for them. Now, the destruction is going to be reported. It's only the flood that is been said yet. Flood no they fit come somewhere waka come out without leaving a mark behind. So just know that. Marketers they excited though. They say Dangote don't slash diesel price. The slash now say you buy at 1,000 naira per liter from him. And so instead of the 1,200 when instead of using the language say reduce 200. They use the language slash. Well, all that now to just let you know, say, ideally, there was supposed to be a little reduction in your purchase of diesel from 1,006 something when it was supposed to be to whatever they will reduce. Let's assume that the 200 naira will remove from the pump price. EFCC don't detain Kobana chief priest, and then ahead of say they go present her for court today, say he abused naira. IMF say they review Nigeria economy growth. They come talk say Nigeria don't grow by 3.3%. You see, waiting, and they always tell these people, say, make we always talk for here on this platform. IMF will tell you what to do to your people and go back to help you do a review assessment on the economy for the crisis when they create for you to be strongly with, and eventually help to give you a pass mark, knowing that you are killing your people for them. Well, listen to the words of Obasanjo, you would have learned something from there. On your invasion matter, they say we will wreak more havoc if you do not release our people that you arrested, Yoruba Nation agitators. You remember, say, just last week, there was this something when they call hosting the flag at the State House of Assembly in Oyo State, and then that led to the arrest of those people when carry the matter, and because of that, the issue don't they lead to another invasion now. Say they say they will create more havoc if the police do not release the people when do that thing. Well, student loan scheme set for take off with 1.2 million beneficiaries soon. This one, they come from the federal government. Say student loan that goes through about 1.2 million persons now go benefit from the scheme as they speak. You won't go borrow money, go school. Should I go borrow you work, take pay back? Exactly. Ask yourself. Oh. So if they borrow you money, go school. You will go receive your NYC allowance. If the answer is yes, which work they won't borrow you, take pay the money back? Ask yourself, because you go day indebted all the days of your life. What is see, banks they do who borrow money from them, who no go pay back? I think to me they are just trying to give you a figure for you to be interested who apply for. And don't forget that this was the same thing that was taken away and was asked to be reviewed. So which did they review? And when they only talk about 1.2 million applicants when they approve, when they go to give the loan to go to school, who calculated it, and at what rates, what is the percentage of payment back and interest? Federal government target 24-hour port clearance, say it will save and help to generate more funds than this issue of constantly keeping containers in the wharf and not being able to clear them. To me, if different ports are operational in Nigeria, the same IGRA will come. Stocking Lagos with it is not the best approach. But we are aware, the man who kept Lagos hostage as landlord, now that is now in charge of it, who never let any container go to Abia, nor will he allow it go to Rivers, neither have they ever allowed it go to Uwari. So is it possible to do a 24-hour clearance in Nigeria port, especially Lagos State, and then you expect that same container will be able to start moving from there? Is it possible? We know that if the way to the place you can stay 1 week without arriving port, is it a clearing that will now be 24 hours for you? Doing it online or what? Well, these are things for you to think of. A man who actually wants to build his economy does not lock the door. Good morning.
All right, my people, if those of you who want to take student loan, make una go study America and UK. Make una know waiting student loan.
Before na take am.
You will work for the rest of your life. And you will not even be able to finish paying the student loan, because by the time they take this loan, they take this one, you become a slave.
Of course.
To the
system.
To the system. That's why I know. You got one business where you not carry. Airpiece.
Okay.
Then they fly from east, from East now to London Street. So that is a plus. A plus. In fact, we need to celebrate. So those our Eastern brothers, at least they don't remove that bottleneck of going to through Abuja or Lagos for now. God will continue to make this country
deliberated in one way or the other.
Yes,
so. Thank God for that.
All right, sharp, sharp, make we take our market waka from our sister.
Rice is sell for 66,000 naira for bag of rice to 86,000 naira for bag of rice, while rubber of rice is sell for 4,000 naira to 5,000 naira for rubber of rice. A cup of rice, they sell for 315 naira to 450 naira for rice. Beans, they sell for 3,500 naira, while a cup of beans now 350 naira. But white beans, they sell for 3,000 naira for rubber, and cup of white beans, they sell for 300 naira. Engine melon, they sell for 8,000 naira for rubber, while cup of engine melon, they sell for 500 naira. That's hand melon, but engine melon they sell for 5,000 naira. A cup of engine melon they sell for 350 naira. Ogbolo they sell for 20,000 naira for rubber, and cup of ogbolo they sell for 2,000 naira. Red oil they sell for 28,000 naira for 25 liters. White small keg of red oil they sell for 800 naira. Granut oil, 20 liters for the slimping granite oil, they sell for 29,500 naira. While small keg of granite oil still they sell for 1,400 naira. But 5 liter kings still they sell for 12,500. While 1 liter sachet king still they sell for 2,300 naira. Garina don't come off for poor man level. Bag of garri they sell for 39,000 naira for bag of garri, while line of garri they sell for 7,000 naira. Spaghetti see they sell for 850 naira, while star maggi see they sell for 1,300 naira, and non maggi see they sell for 1,300 naira. But indomie don't come back to normal price, while the smallest of indomie they sell for 200 naira for now as old price. Well, that one at the market worker for the week. My name remains Sandra Ikekwa. I salute.
Inform me.
All right, my people, welcome back to Inform Me Radio this morning. And this now our business and lifestyle program, Inform Me with all Olayemi and Co. Yes, we'll continue from where we stopped yesterday. We'll be you and your health, make we take our health very seriously, make we not deliver to the hands of people. Health for the world generally is very expensive, as healthcare very expensive. Whatever we say here today is out of experience or the experience of loved ones, and that's why we encourage you now today for now to study your body, know yourself, and go back to the earth for solution, because the chemicals whether they pump into our system are killing us. The same pharmaceutical companies now, they don't they make things whether they use for our food to cause more mayhem for our body, so that now then go cause the problem, and then go shout the shout, now then go come say they get solution to the problem. And it is never free. It is very, very expensive. Charlie, I'm talking yesterday. King Charlie. He say he gets cancer. But he has refused to take chemotherapy. say he won't do traditional herbal remedies,
alternative medicine according to them
will be the original thing, because God actually creates herbs and roots for medicine, why create fruits for food. But the con tell us say our traditional ways they are cake, say our own they kill us, and yet their own they repair be. So we say make we study our bodies, do research, do check. We have some very, very important people in our societies, elders, we know all these things. But now they commonize them, now they look down on them. Now the one who go tell na say make una go bring a human being, make they do something for una. Now na they go after. You cannot go and look for the one that will teach you how your health will be good, or how you go fit to help people take make the right decisions. You not go meet them for such advice. The one way you go meet them for now, the one way go give you money, but they'll come tell you, say, go bring human heart, go bring human brain, go bring this, go bring that. Come on. We are changing the narrative by the grace of Almighty God to see, say, the good way God creates, way in talks and make we take care of, we go begin use them the way he originally planned for us to use them this morning. I use myself as an example. The people where they here with me right now, at least they don't know me for quite some years. They can tell you how many times I have been hospitalized or how many times I have fallen sick. They can tell you. Over the years, I came to an understanding, maybe we will call it a revelation, of the thoughts and the intents where God gave us originally. And in pursuing, those people, they laughed me that time. But now, people, they do consultation with them, not they pay for. We they know they pay for. And the earlier we start taking care of ourselves, the better for us. For me, I get one belief, say, you don't need to be very old for you to have lived a fulfilled life. Even if I kick buckets today now, I have lived a fulfilled life in all areas. So is that mindset now we're gonna need to carry, say, okay, today I go live on like this. You know, like you get one saying, say the best time to plant tree now yesterday, the next best time to plant tree now today, not say tomorrow, today. So whatever you need to do right now concerning your health, concerning the health of your family now. Because a lot is going on. It's like that they fast track everything. Putting the things where they kill us for our food. Killing our original seeds. Giving us GMOs where they cause problems for the body. But by the time you change your lifestyle and begin eat waiting day around you, that's originally around you, you will see a difference in your body. I speak because of testimonies of people. Somebody who never even reached 40, don't they take a medication for is it diabetes? don't they take medication?
Hypertension.
I said, no, you are too young for this. What is it that you are doing? By the time the person changed in lifestyle, a state of drugs. Lifestyle matters a lot. Your lifestyle matters a lot. If I tell you today now and say, if you drink a glass of warm water with salt inside in the morning, say it will cause a change in your bowel that you yourself, you know that something has happened. What you go to? You say, just like that. Until they give you the tier bill for you to say, okay, take this. This thing is 20,000 naira. If you take it, it will clean your stomach and all that.
And at the same boiled water, now they sterilize, put salt, go give her.
But there are little things, little changes in your lifestyle can make you live and enjoy your life. Even if now for 60 years, but you have this peace, you have this joy. You're not the wrong go hospital for anything, but you have lived a fulfilled life. I don't know why they talk to this morning. But even as I talk to Una, I also talk to myself, because things are happening out there. Once you enter hospital and they say it's a critical case, for that person to leave that place is something else. It's something else. You would have spent all, borrow, sell everything where you get for your loved one. But out of wickedness of man, just to they make money from you, that solution where you go meet them for, you not go get them. Remember, I give opportunity to my brothers, make their talk, but lifestyle, like we talk, today is for us to
advise
our people on what to do and what not to do. Those of now where they run sick, cholesterol, my dear brothers and sisters, our palm oil, the original one, not be the GMO. Quick. You see, the problem with us is that we like sharp things.
Okay, Ma, thank you very much. And to the very valuable indigenous people and everywhere where you listen to us, all over Africa and the world generally, it would make you understand, say, that actually begins with the stomach. And no time when you go feed, rule them out once your lifestyle has nothing to do with connected to or they connected to your stomach. Everything you take goes down there. But first thing I want to ask is, how many people really have the time to buy this sponge for stomach? We buy sponge to be able to change the scrubbing of the skin. We design the outer part of skin and use cream to constantly artificially work on it. Meanwhile, the real beauty is always if you are able to wash the inside. The skin outside will always look good. So we look at our health. None of these people will be willing to always tell you the truth, because they know you are not coming back if they help you stay alive. They will help you manage life so that you keep coming, keep visiting. But when you get connected to helping you to stay with the truth of life, you will not return. And then who pays the bills? Who makes them become that rich? Who makes them sell? Who makes you, or who gives them the finances to celebrate their birthday in such a classical manner? It's you that helps to enrich them. Because the collective nature is that if Mr. A brings, Mr. B brings, and Mr. D to Z, for instance, or to between F, A and F, submit, and then L is not interested, but Y till Z is always there. This constant visitation and constant checkup. Have you ever asked yourself why they keep telling you, come for checkup? It's because your checkup is going to help constantly make returns. Now, let's look at something very quickly. there is this threat that has to do with hepatitis that disturbs the liver, and there is other means of destroying the liver, the pancreas, and all of that from the same medications you are given, because you are not told what are the possible side effects of almost all the medications you take. You are not told that there is a reduction of some particular body chemistry, fluids that are in your body. Like, for instance, if a man tells you that each time you are taking so-so-so and so-so medication, it will stop to make your pancreas give out or do, or both your liver, your pancreas, and those organs function to secrete the things they ought to secrete into your body, like the insulin that comes from them to be able to help make your body work on the sugar content or on the blood, the person will say, nope. They will tell you, who told you that? From whose authority? Who is the authority? The man who studied is considered to be the authority for that feed. But the truth of the matter is that who authorized him to be able to give you the medications he's giving you to kill your system? And so, our take is that when God created Adam and Eve, who was the medical doctor he left with them in the Garden of Eden? When God allowed Abraham and that generation to get to the point of Abraham becoming the father of nations, who was the medical doctor with Abraham that made him stay alive till that time? Who was the medical doctor that was with Moses? But generations later came to bring in to that point of having this team on earth, as if life is now cycled around them. You find out that if you study the scripture very well, God created the food you eat to be both herbs and food. But many of us desist from this angle of using drugs as food using medication as food instead of using food as medicine. Mm. And so your food ought to be medicine to you. For instance, a few days ago, when my space movement got me to where I am, I went into the kitchen, put some things together, and then a friend came and he said, now, when you pass me, now I tell you, sir, they come, now you don't arrange this thing. I told him, yes, I just wanted to be in my natural environment. You know, you remember how I described my territory that day? He said, but you are so interested in what you are doing. I say, yes. By the time we finish, he was not telling me, I bet you teach me how to run this project. I tell him, say, bros, you see, this time I tell you that at the feast stay for 2 years, I no take injection. You will not know. Part of them is this thing you just took. The next day, he now called me. He said, do you know that what you gave me, we ate in your house, only for me to discover that my backache subsided? I said, but now food we eat. He said, but I discovered something happened from the usual way it used to be. He can't tell me, say, I beg, where you they come, whether your people for cellophane come, since it still remain my. I tell them, I say, bros, I don't tell you, say, I be person when they distribute, I know they sell soup up and down for street. So, now, but what I'm trying to look at here is, if I come to your place, you will be so happy telling me how much of how garnished whatever you are eating. And then another person will see me and say, poverty, nine day rain for this guy domain. But by the time we finish the two, let's take them to our natural laboratory. I told somebody one day, he bought beans. I turned the beans and turned the beans. I told the person, I said, if you cook these beans, I will not eat. He said, why? I said, because this beans is going to be poisonous. He was asking, he said, why are you telling me it's going to be poisonous? I said, show me one weevil inside these beans that makes it to be natural. He said, weevil no good for beans now. How we go take the toll? I say, how do you know that weevil is not good for beans? Tell me the laboratory they have created weevil. He said, no. Say, it be natural fly around. I said, okay. Are you not aware that when you get to the market, you get to an abattoir where they kill meat, fly no move around to be able to even put the net. And you see, say, no, it's no day. But no fly perch on that meat. You know, say they don't use chemical torture. I said, so for you not even seeing weevil inside these beans and they are shiny like this, shows that there is a preservative here that may not be good for human consumption. But do you know that this is what we are always very interested in?
Yeah, clean beans.
Clean beans. And when the person eats clean rice and clean beans, later, no medical doctor will trace it back to the food you ate.
So what do you chop now?
Two things. Either the imam or the pastor will prophesy that the witches that have been pursuing you finally got you.
Exactly.
To take advantage of the ignorance that you ate a wrong food. It is only when vomiting is involved, we'll say, who poisoned the food? Who poisoned you? You lose your money to buy the poison without you knowing, without you, because ignorance is there. None of us is willing to attend any class of training again or sensitization. Advocacy programs that have been run over the years are now depending on money.
You know my own anger. People, they go, they did social media.
And then they carry
phones. They get phones. Mm. Where they fit, they do check. I told you.
Yes.
I gave something to somebody. I won't send the benefits to the person. I said no.
Okay, go check.
Do your own homework. I don't give you a thing. Or what you say you need.
But
I don't give
go
you.
And check for yourself.
But for me to tell you the benefit, go and do your own check. At least the person know me well and know waiting. You understand? So I said, go and do your own. But how many of us they do?
So my last, because of timing, because my brother will put mouth, is that one, stay close to nature. I did check something around 3 a.m. this morning, and my dad had been using that language for me, but for three good times I met it. I was searching for something, but it keep popping up. So I now said, let me listen. While I was listening, you know, it was referring me back to the nature frequency. You remember there was a period we run a frequency project where we were trying constantly listening to some. It was telling me that I should return back. Why? Somehow, a few days ago, I stumbled into how you can actually communicate within yourself with nature, and you'll be getting healing different from. And the man will tell you, "Say, a miracle they perform on you, my dear. Stop it." So, my take here is: return back to nature that is directly behind your house, around your farms. Make sure you have a value for what you prepared yourself. I've told the people who constantly buy carrot, I said, the originality of carrot and the present carrot, are they the same? It's not, they're not. The volume of water in it now and the way it was with the taste, they are no longer the same, because there is an alteration. Two, people constantly use chemical. I asked a man who sells chemical recently for this uproot, first weed, and all those kind. They were just naming several. Then one to plant corn, one to do this. And I asked him, I said, "Sir, do you know the origin of this thing?" I said, "So if Vietnam know that you are helping to spread the thing that destroyed their lives, would they be happy with you?" He said, "I said, America used this thing for the first time in Vietnam War to kill the whole trees around that environment where they fed our Vietnam soldiers were massively involved. Today, you know how many years it took for a fresh grass to ever grow? And then now you are here using it to farm. What gives you the impression that your soil had not been altered, that this same thing will not return back to your system alongside the thing you cultivated? Because of this, look at the yam that is being sold in the market. Yam that ought to be in the house, if you turn it upside down, it will be shooting out. It will start to grow. You keep breaking and breaking and breaking. Mm. And then on its own, it will be undergoing dehydration. Today, if you keep yam in your room, what happens to the yam? It will just rust up. It will just go bad. But the one that is naturally planted, when you leave it somewhere, it will just be drying up. When you say you want to, knife will not enter again.
Mm.
You first need to pound it. You will use something to heat it before you can start to cut. But when you, and then as you are eating, you will be seeing some clister materials. Mm. They will seem as if they are shining on the surface of the yam.
Yes.
That is to tell you a natural yam is still natural, no matter how small it is. But because we want to grow a yam that look like, that is longer than my leg, we want to go with the distinct.
Beauty.
Then, another thing is that I want you to quickly understand, our advice today is that if you are close to your natural leaves that are not influenced with fertilizers, chemicals are not involved, you stay healthy. Two, I want you to understand that the medications you have always gone for, they have chemical content that are destructive to your system, to the body, to the organs. And once this organ collapses, The doctors will not come back to tell you that it is the medications you took. They will only be telling you where. Referrer. Keep referring until you find out that. I remember one year when somebody was taken to the hospital. The doctor then wrote a letter and said, this guy will stay in the next 2 weeks. Otherwise, the lady will meet her end, but must be taken to China for the surgery. Why? Organ rupture. That then it was even a very, that was my first time to hear that. That gave me the reason to go and do a research on it. There is this sickness they call the barium enema, a separation between the ligament of the feminine part of a female and the anus. And then you find out that the ligament ruptured all through. So it was like a direct discharge on both ends. So what is it? Lifestyle. So what we are advising now is be close to your natural environment. When we say be close, we are saying consume the things you know. Consume the things that are in your area. They will both be medicine. And somebody will say, how I go know, say the arthritis when they get, when they make me bend like this, the leaf go fit heal me. The truth of the matter be say, well, time is not there. Like as I said, my brother no vessel. They close to arthritis no go even see you. That is one funny thing. So my brother, my sister, wherever you dey, your environment is simply your healing and not the man you went to see. Good morning.
Thank you. Senator.
Well, my contribution, I know say, even without being told.
Without being a toad?
when you they live your life, they cause you they grow up, you they see things where you suppose they take note of. I remember when we did, I think, secondary school that time, you get one brigadier general, picking when I'm my friend, who go to their house. I noticed one thing about the father. You know they cook food, put for fridge for him. And he go insist, say, you see that leaf where they plant for a compound. That I would look at, is it that this man not buy leaf or waiting? I don't know, say, get waiting they arrange until I come. After many years, now I can't they reason those things. Recently, I just come back for work and I enter back of somewhere. Now trees full there. Just pick what I leave. If you look at that one, nobody plant it. It grow on its own. I just pick them, come as I arrange and finish. 2 days later, the way my system be, I understand. So all this thing where they look so. They arrange them for us. Even everything where you they buy for market, they still arrange and put there. Not going to say, I don't want slave trade. No problem. They go arrange in such a way, now you go use your money, buy them. Now you go still use your own hand, go work and meet them. Now they go tell you, say, so you go do like this, you go do like that. At the end of the day, you go accept and willingly, you're not going to fight against it and all want. See, my brother, my sister, you see this life now time for you to use your head. If you not use your head, person will help you use them. Because all this trouble they talk since, my brother say he do some this thing, do yes, we not go tell on how they drum. Just on your own, just like madam talk. That phone where they your hand, where you go, they watch music, they dance. For just to use your data on your own, they laugh.
Things.
They carry news. This one die. This one not die. This one that. That one will affect your life. Whether
you are posting your negative pictures, your finger, your this every day.
So why not use that same data?
Make it to say
browse, check for things. Where go help your life, and where go also help the life of your family. See, let me tell you something. Not be everybody. I did one group before, they say natural wellness. At the end of that, I exit myself. You get why? Because it can't be like, say, they can't forget the something they're supposed they do there. They can't begin to do another thing. I have to exit myself. Because if you look at all these things where you they use as herbs or whatever, where you they use, say, they eat, they drink, all those things. So I'm going to say it's too bitter. I discover, say, those things were even bitter. Now it's good for us past the ones where it's sweet. Some people not fit stay now. A day they fit drink like a mineral, like 5, 6, 7. You say, you know they do me anything. You know they yes. You know they do. You know if you do you something now. You they arrange them. You they clothe for your body.
If you what of the man when they drink how many beer?
Okay, that one I even was pass. The beer. because I don't carry out research. The cube where they for beer pass the one where they for, especially the one they say the beer bitter. Now it good. That beer were bitter. For you to able to put them for mouth, they don't use about 24 to 36 cube of sugar. They put for one of that bottle. Now you they pay for. That's why they say beer don't expensive. Now me not know whether expensive or not. Now people talk and first because that one not concern me. I feel no of mineral because once in a while longer truth still they draw me go there. I say longer truth because it not supposed concern me, but at times I go just see them. My spirit and my mind go just say I won't drink. So my brothers and sister, I need to tell you, not be everything where your brain say you need or where your belly say you need, now you actually need though. Abi, if your pikin cry say he won't drink poison, you'll give him because you know I may cry. Once you know say na poison, you feel even bitter, or you tell and say you know give him. Now so human being be even as adults. Once in a while, all this our native soup, black soup, and everyone are still they cooking for house. And one woman say, my children, they not go eat. Huh? Who be you when you say you not go eat? Not worry now. Nah. I will just propose this sit down for house that day. All of us not go eat. Now let that soup go to the house. If I want garnish, I say, okay, pandi, I'm joining them. Then by the time you get money, you look my face at throw face. Afternoon, you look my face at in the evening, you go test them.
Doing the child abuse.
When you test that one, now for America, not before Nigeria. When hunger catch them, they go eat that soup. And once they eat, and you don't they teach them. Because when would they grow up that time? Remember, my father at that time go put one bottle of mineral for table. He'll bring the herbs or give us. He go say, anybody a quick finish your own. You go take this mineral, all of na go share if na Russian quickly. You see the way we they drink her. Before you know, it can't become habit. But what thing they happen now these days? You go buy, I don't want the name now. All the sweet things they buy them for your children. You want if they go school, you go package and join them, give them. No, not be so. On our own, we need to take care of our body. Even me why they talk so, I even they ignore at times so. Now recently now I can't take. I remember sometime last year now, Abi, sometime late last year. All every one of us from A to Z from my house, we fall sick that day. So they say even me why I know they miss church on Sunday morning. I know if you stand up go church. So make on a look am. If you take care of your body go day okay. I make I give example one time. You get one of my friend, I think now 1996 we know each other. Only for me to see him, that was last year, Abi. I did try to talk to him, so we come the joke, I come knock his head, say, I come on, stop that, wait till they worry you, go sit down. And my wife draw me for corner, say, are you not even get respect? How you go they hit this old man for head? You want you know they behave like that, when you start to be, now I say, which old man? I said, now my junior, I was senior around about 2 years. My wife say, you say waiting. I said, I senior around more than 2 years. Why? If you wake up in the morning, you go sit down for that place. You go drink and kind. You know, they think of food. Now, the lifestyle where they live. Now, you make them. It can't dry, can't get white hair. White hair now good thing, but get some white hair now suffer, they bring them. Some white hair now natural. Now good things now they bring her, but that one on her suffer. So my brethren, I go tell on her something. Make we take care of ourselves so that at the end of the day, more not come begin. They go from church to church. They find the witches and wizard where they pursue us, because the truth be say, most of the time now we they carry ourselves hand over to the witches and wizards. So now me on our brother, the organic senator, on our wedding.
Now they listen to us on Inform Me Radio this morning, and this is our business and lifestyle program, Inform Me with Olayemi Uncle. They always tell una say una health na una hand the day, una security na una hand the day, una education na una hand the day. If you are waiting for somebody to help you, may it not be too late, because waiting World Health Organization they plan right now with their pandemic and mandatory vaccinations and passport and all that. It is only those who are proactive by knowing your body, knowing yourself, now you go fit escape the trap with the one set for una. The information one are here and use, now maybe the power one are get to take come off for this situation. Una find on ourselves now, and even the ones where they plan ahead, they wait for now. My name now, Olayemi. I salute you.